The number of fish found dead in our streams is increasing. Millions of them die from what could only be spills from these lakes. Imagine the destruction that occurs when these open-air manure lagoons, the size of several baseball fields, simply burst their banks due to hurricanes and tornadoes. The dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico, caused by algal blooms, themselves a product of nutrients and animal waste and of ammonia, the toxic form of nitrogen released in gas, increase every year, extending over thousands of square miles, roughly half the size of Maryland. They are called dead zones because just about everything they touch dies.